Welcome to the Crown and Collars podcast presented to you by Flawless Gnosis Media. I am 130, your host. I am Jeremy. I don't have any AKAs for tonight, and I am joined by...
I am Side Eye, a.k.a. Simon the Unseen Sultan the Chill, a.k.a. Will, a.k.a. Isdemi Salem, a.k.a. Redding Terra. And to bring out and to close out the trio, we have...
What's going on, everybody? I am Bianca, your trans voice in this shit. Tell your goofy-ass friends to hire me so they can learn how to talk about trans folks.
Yes, pay it forward.
Imagine having an actual trans person talk about trans matters instead of pretending to know about trans matters.
Who'd have thunk it?
Right, what a world. We live in a society.
Indeed. This show, like every other, is brought to you by the Flawless Noises Media Network. We have an amazing array of shows for your perusal, for your entertainment, for your convenience, because you can listen to these whenever you want. So please, if you like it, follow Flawless Noises on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also follow each individual show. Listen to the shows, get the updates, interact with us. We love it when y'all talk to us. And if you love us so much, you're trying to get enough of, like, even more of us, go to flawlessnoises.com, subscribe to the Patreon, become a patron, and get all this bonus content. If you chip in $5 a month, you will get more than 5 bonus shows. If you chip in $10 a month, you'll get everything you got behind the paywall. So keep that in mind. Keep us in mind. And just by virtue of being here, thank you so much for listening. And tell a friend to tell a friend.
Indeed. I do have an AKA, though, now that I just thought about it. AKA, shout out to everybody that be tweeting about Protect Black Women, but y'all watching that versus with Jada and Fabulous, even though Fabulous is a domestic abuser. Shout out to y'all.
They did a versus on a Monday? How stupid. Also, really, Fabulous?
Very.
They let him in the booth, huh?
Oh my god. Like, yeah. Why?
Like, they really running out of versus ideas, because who the fuck wants to hear Fabulous? Now, I'm not going to shade at Jada because I like Jada, but who the fuck thought it was a good idea to, like, you know what would be a fire ass versus, what will really get the streets hot, really get people in a good mood again after all this stuff going on with the protest and dragging the fuck out of white people and stuff? Let's get Fabulous. That's next what week, somebody thought.
Next week it'll be Lonzo Ball and Jamario Moon.
My money's on Jamario. But yeah, well, like, I don't know. They were running out of ideas, because no sane person wants to hear Fabulous rapping, and that's before you get to him being a domestic abuser. So yeah, nah. Absolutely not.
Can we don't?
Can we don't? Can we won't?
Can we not?
Can we shan't? Can
let's
we
not
shan't?
Even say we did.
No, let's not even say we did. Let's just shan't. Let's just refuse.
Not.
Let's just refuse. So moving on with the show, we want to send a rest in peace to Lawrence Franks Jr., aka better known as rapper Huey. You may know him from his biggest hit, Pop, Lock, and Drop It, which got me many a dance with a young lady in my day. The St. Louis rapper was shot and killed on Thursday night in Kinglake, Missouri. The St. Louis County Police Department said Huey, who they have given his full government name of Lawrence Franks Jr., was a victim of a double shooting. He was 32 years old, according to the police report. But yes, rest in peace to Huey. That's very sad, very tragic. 32 is very young to die. And again, he was a victim while shooting a video, possibly trying to drop some new music, which I would have been here for it.
Yeah, I'm not the most familiar with, like, his music outside of Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Like, I know he had, you know, that was on the album, but that was like 07 when everybody and their mom was so focused on what Lil Wayne was doing that, like, all of these cats here who were just making, like, this music to have fun. Like, people were kind of over, like, they weren't oversnapped by them because, like, this is the same year Soulja Boy blew up, so you can't really say that and be telling the truth. But he was a name who I think kind of got lost in the shuffle, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was...
Not because of his own doing, just because it was so much coming out at that time.
Yeah, it was so much. And it was easy then to have, like, your song, right? Like, you look at, you know, Baby Bash, he has his song. And you look at Chingy, well, he has his songs, plural. He's got a few, but...
Yeah.
In that time, like, if you got one, like Rocco, I mean, Rocco wrote a whole bunch of songs for Atlanta rappers, so he was going to be good in that way anyhow. But, like, if I say Baby D, you think either Stomp That Shit or Lil Chopper Toy. If I say Pastor Troy, you think No More Playing GA or vice versa. If I say Huey, you think Pop Lock and Drop It. If I say Rich Boy, you think Throw Some D's. You know, it was a time where, yeah, like, maybe these cats didn't have, like, 50 songs, right? They didn't have 10 songs because your most popular, your T.I.'s, your Ludacris's, your Lil Wayne's, your, at the time, David Banner's were just on every damn thing. Mike Jones, Chameleonaire, like, those guys were on everything. But that doesn't mean that the cats who gave us the one or two little songs to work into the rotation don't have value.
Cool, Rick. So... we want condolences to Huey's family. Rest in peace. It also, like, brings up something, and I mean, it's not related, but also related. Like, you know, whenever we talk about police brutality and racism and stuff, it'll always be white people and some coon ass Negroes that'll be like, "What about black on black crime?" And, like, those people, either on purpose or just because they're so stupid, never bring up the fact that black people actually do address and fight intra-racial violence and stuff. You know, like, it'd be so many rallies and initiatives and people organizing to combat violence within our own community, you know, but they never talk about that. They never acknowledge that black people do fight the violence within our own community. Not to be fair, not as much as we should, because you look at straight black men. But the point being, we do address it and fight it. We also want racists to stop being racist and killing us. So,
exactly. Like, we're not asking too much when we say stop killing us. My bad, Will.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on, and intra-racial crime is not special. You know, people don't talk about white on white crime or Asian on Asian crime or Latino on Latino crime or whatever. It's, you know, so if you want to talk about one set of intra-racial crime data statistics, then talk about all of them. Since you want to talk shit, since you got your degree in every fucking thing.
We know every fucking thing.
Speaking of knowing every fucking thing, or somebody that types like that know every fucking thing, Cam Newton is reportedly going to the Patriots.
Oh, man.
The Patriots did, however, leave Wendings unclaimed on the waiver wire.
You know that's got to be in his contract. You know it's got to.
I feel so bad for all the Patriots fans who want to be racist.
I don't. Fuck them.
No, I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. I feel bad because they want to be racist, but they know that... Ooh, excuse me. 3, 2, 1. But they know, like, Cam Newton is legit, like, the only quarterback available right now who can give them a prayer of fucking winning games.
Yeah.
Basically. Who's on their roster?
Yes.
No, like, I literally don't know who they have.
That's why I say yes. Because, I mean, if we've been honest, do you ever really know who's on the Patriots roster as of late?
Well, I don't give a fuck because...
It's like Tom Brady and a bunch of motherfuckers they picked off the street.
Right, because Brady gone now. So they got what's his name? Gilmore, the cornerback.
Mm. Do they still have Julian Edelman?
I mean, I assume so.
Does Julian Edelman still have Julian Edelman?
I just think that he spiritually will be a Patriot for the rest of his life. he could be like Brandon Cooks and be on like five teams in the next 2 years, but he will spiritually be a Patriot for his whole life. So yeah.
I think mentally he will be too.
Yeah, but I also feel like the Patriots like go out and get like some white dude that like does accounting and then tells him to put on a jersey and come in and be the next Julian Edelman. Because that's what they've been doing for like the past decade.
Yeah, but like they say, Bill Belichick likes him an open box special.
He do.
He waited until Cam Newton's price was basically as low as you could reasonably make it.
Yeah, okay, because Richard Sherman has some very choice words about his price tag, if you will. Because we all know Richard Sherman is very opinionated, and that's being generous and kind. He basically was like, why y'all lowballing the black quarterback? Which, I mean, points were made.
The problem is, well, it is one part lowballing the black quarterback. It's also one part, who the fuck you think you are? Bill Belichick ain't paying more money for anybody than he has to.
Yeah, like, that is all. Also true.
Ever.
Yeah. Like, that's Bill Belichick is the king of, like, basically telling you you have to accept the Frank Mitchell call.
Listen. Yeah.
Bill Belichick be like, listen, we got this car from Frank Mitchell. The value, you could basically buy it for a dime, but you're going to get the best mileage out of it that you possibly can. And the motherfucker does this.
It smells like cheese. Here are the keys.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly Bill Belichick. But, yeah, it's a case of two things can be true. And also, I mean, let's keep it a book. The last time we have seen Cam Newton, he has not been the best at his craft.
He was hurt, right? He had the foot, and then he had the hand, and he had the back.
The shoulder.
So.
The body.
The Carolina Panthers really took a lot of years off that man's career.
They fucked that man body up.
Yeah.
I hope he files a lawsuit. I don't know what it'll get him.
He definitely deserves reparations.
I mean, look, his IG posts, enough. They're proof.
That is definitely proof of CTE, the way he types.
There's proof of some damage. There's some damage that has been done. Reparations need to be made.
Yeah, like, if he go to court and be like, for loss of I don't know, so loss of wages, pain and suffering, all he has to do is present the evidence of his Instagram posts. I got to look at him and see, like, okay, Your Honor, this nigga clearly is going through it, because what person who has not been traumatized would willingly type like this?
And he dresses like a church hat.
He dresses like an AKA.
Y'all stop. He do, though.
He do. He definitely dressed like a soror. He dressed like an SG Row.
He dressed like... But be more like, I see him definitely as like a grad chapter, right? Who just never got involved in all like the wild and out of like the college scene. Like, I'm doing this strictly.
I'm doing
it strictly for the adult based community nature of BGLOs.
Fair.
He dresses like he the inside of a kaleidoscope.
Yeah. He is the kaleidoscope. Oils and pastels, oh my.
Listen. I don't know what else the Patriots have been doing, because, again, fuck that team, and they drafted a Nazi kicker. But my question is this. Is this suddenly the best offensive line he's ever been behind?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably.
Yeah, if it's one thing about the Patriots, they keep our offensive line.
Because, I mean, well, you have to, because Tom Brady runs a 10-minute 40.
You being kind with that. Now, the offensive line hasn't been the best as of late, but it's still better than what the fuck Cam had in
Carolina. Well, again, I think that's because Tom Brady runs a 10-minute 40.
Fair.
fair.
Can't but wait till the Patriots trade for Hotel Beckham Jr.
Did you call that man Hotel?
Hotel Beckham Jr.
Not seen the Hotel Beckham Jr. meme?
Well, I mean, he has kind of been tweeting like a hotel, so it checks out.
No, they call him Hotel. Hotel.
I mean, both can apply.
You're right.
Holiday Inn Beckham.
Because he definitely has put on his koofy as of late. So both can apply.
Both that can apply. Smoking, huh?
Switching gears over to the NBA side of things, Vince Carter has retired.
Finally.
Damn.
Well, how you really feel about Vince Carter, Bianca?
Let him know, Bianca.
Since we're here, you might as well lead us off. Go ahead. How you really feel about Vince?
I mean, King Loaf is finally going to go and be a fucking family man.
King Loaf, oh my God.
It is, it is overdue. It just, like, to me, it just seemed like he got to a point where he realized that, like, this whole, I could play for a decade, y'all. Like, he realized that was a thing. And hung on with garbage teams to be, like, their ninth man specifically to do it. And if I'm wrong about that, then so be it. But, like, what about your home life do you hate that much to where you continue to sign yourself up for basketball teams and do rim grades of dunks?
I guess he kind of felt like, well, after he fucked that thing up with the Magic versus the Celtics, but that nigga stank. I guess he kind of had to accept the fact that he wasn't going to win a ring and had to go be great at something, I guess.
He had to be great at just, what, chucking up three-pointers and breaking them?
I mean, the fact that he managed to get minutes until he decided to hang it up is impressive.
You know why he got minutes until he decided to hang it up?
I mean, into why. in his 40s.
I'll tell you why. It's because he's bald-headed and went to UNC.
Bianca, please. You really do not like him, though.
I don't.
Christ.
I don't. I'm under no like obligation
you're not even trying to hide the fact that you're not being objective.
Well, the vitriol is apparent.
Right?
Like, okay, riddle me this, then. If Vince Carter had gone to, I don't know, let's see. So he's from Florida, right?
I got to go. First of all, you got to remember with me, I don't think about any of that shit. I look at what's going on the floor, and that's it.
I was about to say, we not Twitter niggas, Bianca. Like, you talking to us.
We're going to fuck about that shit. Doing that shit.
But still, hear me out, though. Like, let's say, again, so he's from Florida. Let's say he had gone to Georgia Tech for college. You think people admire him the same way?
If he does the exact same things, yes.
And that's the thing. I think that the proximity to all of the things that made him so visibly a lot like Jordan elongated his career in ways that are artificial. Again, like if he had gone to Georgia Tech, right, and you know he was this flashy dunker, and quit on two teams, and talk bad about the team that used to employ him, I don't think he would have lasted in the league until like he would have got to Orlando that year after they went to the finals. They would have not made it back to the finals. He might have played maybe one more year, and he would have hung it up at, what, 31, 32 years old, 33 maybe?
That is very interesting logic, friend. I'll give you that.
That's a potent hypothetical.
Yeah, that's some powerful jargon. I'll tell you that. I will give you that. But
you got to remember, Vince Carter came in the league the year after Michael Jordan left. And this was a league that was looking for – who's going to replace Jordan? Who's going to be the next one?
Well, I mean, they should have been figured out that nigga wasn't going
to. I was about to say, was anybody really looking for Vince Carter to be the next Jordan?
That's what I'm saying. They kept on putting it on as if he was going to be that because he had the athleticism. He had the UNC pedigree. He had the elite dunking. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like the man was a garbage dunker. I'm not going to sit here and act like the man didn't entertain. But what I will also say is that that's half of the story. He also quit on a team, pouted his way out, quit on another team, pouted his way out a second time, and then just kind of hung on as his athleticism faded because he was a nice guy and people liked him. It's the same reason Jeff Franco had a 15-year baseball career.
Haters, and I made myself so easy to love. Yeah.
Well, you make.
So, what's your position on whether or not Vince Carter should make the Hall of Fame?
I think that'll be the fucking obvious to me.
I think he's gonna make the Hall of Fame. And the reason I think he's going to make the Hall of Fame is because he compiled. Second half of his career was compiling. There was not really much in the way of title pursuit. There wasn't even really much in the way of, like, career image rehabilitation. That just sort of happened because at the same time that I lived in Canada and they were expecting to tank for Wiggins but actually got good and decided, you know what, we've shit on Vince Carter long enough. We got a good team again. Let's open our arms back to him because here he is being old and fuddy and lovable and occasionally makes a 37-footer in the quarter or does like a fancy slam on a fast break or something. And that's how his adoration was reestablished. Because he was kind of a forgotten figure for a little while there, too, now. So, I don't know. I just don't. Again, he's going to make the Hall of Fame, right? Like, I'm not about to sit up here and act like he won't because he is adored by people who cover sports. He somehow managed to rehabilitate his image. And that's what seems to matter when it comes to Hall of Fame voting. I don't think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, absolutely not. I'd be surprised. First of all, I need some of you niggers, and I'm using that gender friendly. I need some of you niggers to lay off the sass sauce on social media because, and I say this as a sassy, snarky motherfucker myself, but at least I know how to sometimes take my foot off the gas. Because I talked about this a little bit on social media. That I initially did not think that Vince Carter was a Hall of Famer because, honestly, the longevity and how long he played hurt his stats, hurt his, like, career averages, which, you know, makes sense because old age and not being the Vince Carter that he was. But, again, that's what happens when you play 22 years in the damn league and you don't perform consistently at a high level because for all the time it's undefeated. And I won't say so many, but I had a lot of people, some that I am even very cool with, just come at me very, like, angry and snarky and sassy for no damn reason just because I said I think that he's not a Hall of Famer. Not every conversation needs to be fucking fight. Relax some damn times, okay? Relax. It's not that damn deep. Shout out to my roommate, Chris, who had a long conversation with me about it while I was at work and actually got me to come around and being like, okay, yeah, he is a Hall of Famer. And the reason being is because you look at some of his contemporaries, and probably the biggest example for me is T-Mac, and you look at the not long list of accomplishments T-Mac has, and then also Vince Carter, and it's like, if T-Mac can get in, Vince can get in. Because Vince has a few more accomplishments than him for his totality of his career, and Vince don't even have that many of his damn self. So if you look at it like that, then if T-Mac ain't no way in hell, Vince ain't getting in.
So the bar is where?
Yeah, on the floor, yeah. It's very much on the floor. With that said, I wouldn't mind if he got in because I like Vince. It's just that initially I looked at the stats, I looked at the material, and I was just like – 22 years and only 2 NBA all-team appearances.
At a time where guard play was not exactly like – it ain't what it is now.
No, absolutely not.
Especially – God, especially shooting guards? Like,
Yeah.
You had Kobe. T-Mac was still sort of teetering the line between guard and forward at the time. Because I remember Orlando was kind of using him as a shooting guard, but then Grant Hill got hurt, so they kind of was using him as a small forward because they still had what's his name? So they were using him more as a three, or not more as a three, but they're using him often as a three. And then when he got to Houston, there was just like a revolving door of like nominal small forwards, such that McGrady wound up playing a little bit more with the ball in his hands a little bit more usually as a secondary ball handler, bringing the ball to the court. And I think the thing about that particular Hall of Fame vote is, remember when Tracy McGrady's high, when he was looked at as like the next one, you know? One in Orlando, two just in general. And the fact that his teams didn't get out of the first round of the playoffs, they really didn't even hold against him that much. They held Vince Carter's playoff shortfalls against him a little bit harder because he was, you know, far and away like supposed to be like the representative of it. Like his nickname was Air Canada. Like that man was putting off for a whole country at that point. And also, let me say this. The Nike Shox that Vince Carter had, bangers. Like that was legit like the next great sneaker series after Jordan's.
That's the thing you said about him tonight.
No, it's not. I acknowledge that he was a fantastic dunker. And I acknowledge that he will almost certainly get into the Hall of Fame. I've said nice things about Vince Carter. I'm capable of saying nice things about Vince Carter.
Acknowledgements don't mean they're nice.
Wait, say it again?
Just because you're acknowledging something, that doesn't mean it's saying a nice thing.
Oh, so we're doing this. Okay.
I mean, to be fair, he has a point because I acknowledge good things about James Harden, but I don't say them in a nice way because fuck that nigga.
I still can't believe somebody said that nigga teeth look like a box of waffle fries.
And they didn't lie.
To this day, did not lie.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard because it's accurate. And hilarious. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Like if you driving it, if you going down a bumpy road and the box turn upside down.
Like you just spill, like you go to Popeyes and you just spill a bunch of your Cajun fries because you're driving too fast.
Like if you had like a bag of biscuits and they fell over and they got like dirt from the car mat on them.
Or like when like when somebody run over a speed trap and the tire start busting.
you know what?
I like Vince Carter. I've come around. I do think – well, I know he's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Not first ballot.
Gets in first ballot, we could say it's some bullshit together.
Yeah. If he gets in first ballot, it definitely will be some bullshit.
Well, are we – banking on voters being logical, because
that's fair. That's a fair point.
I feel like that's asking for a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's asking for a lot of people to use sense, you know, and be objective and logical, you know, these days. So, you know,
and using discernment.
Yeah. So he will be eligible 5 years out from now. And I don't know who else would be eligible, which that impacts as much as anything, right? Because like if they can clear some of the backlog, because there's not an exact, like other than maybe Dirk and D-Wade, like there's not really much of a clamoring for a lot of guys who've retired recently to be first ballot Hall of Famers. And
I mean, even though I hate this nigga too, isn't Paul Pierce up too? Or is he already in?
Paul Pierce is not in the Hall of Fame.
He's getting in. I don't want him to, but he's getting in.
I don't. Yeah. He'll be eligible 2 years from now.
Oh, 2 years. Oh yeah, because when did he retire?
He signed that one-day contract in 2017 to retire at Celtic.
Oh, okay.
And apparently they actually count those in terms of determining when you're going to be eligible to make the Hall of Fame.
Really? Because the last team he was on was the Wizards.
Yep, let's see. So
wait, was he on the Clippers after that or before that or during?
Clippers was his last team because he's from Inglewood, I think, and he finished his career in Los Angeles.
That bus is going to be shaped like a bag of wet groceries.
Oh my god. Will, what the fuck?
So, yeah, no. So, actually, no, I was wrong. So, they do count 2017 as a year that he was eligible to make it but didn't. So, the count is plus four on the years. Because, yeah, 2020 was Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant. And they all retired in 2016, which means they couldn't go into the Hall in 2016. But they could go 4 years out. So, okay, that clarifies that. So, Vince Carter would be eligible 2024. And I really don't know who else. Like, I don't know what the backlog looks like in terms of, like, oh, shit, is Rick Smith a Hall of Famer? Probably not. Like, I don't know what that looks like. So,
is James Jones a Hall of Famer?
Oh, my God. You know, all right.
He is a towel waver Hall of Famer for certain.
Three-time NBA champion, James Jones. All right. Put some respect when you mention that man's name.
I will respect the fact that he had that bench jumping for all of his days.
Okay, so, yeah, this is how meager it is. I'm reading this article now. Paul Pierce, Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, Chauncey Billups might be your four for next year.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Chris Bosh. You think Chris Bosh should be first ballot?
I don't think he shouldn't be. I don't think there's enough to keep him out though. That's the thing I'm running into now. I think they got a lot of the backlog cleared because, again, there was that period sort of in like the early 2010s where not a lot of guys who retired, right? And like, I can't think of anybody from the beginning of the decade who like they did like a retirement tour for. Other than, you know, Shaq, who I think was out of there in 2012?
I think, yeah.
But yeah, they were able to get a lot of those like older, like Adrian Dantley types, who I think was in the Hall anyway, but I'm just kind of using him as a reference point. Those types of guys, they were able to kind of get them in. But right now, we don't have a whole lot of guys whose like careers ended in 2014 where it's like, oh, shit, he didn't make a first ballot. Will he make a fourth ballot kind of thing? So we'll see. And you got to remember, also, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? So that's another consideration for Vince Carter. He's going to be remembered for being a dude who jumped over the French guy, won the gold medal in Sydney. Yeah, he's Vince Carter's going to get in. Paul Pierce is going to get in. Chris Bosh, I couldn't remember the year on him. I thought it was actually 2018, but 2017. He's going to get in. So, yeah, I don't know who's not in yet who, like, should be in at this point. Let's just move on. We'll come back to this.
Yes. Well, speaking of moving on, Nicole Young has reportedly and confirmedly filed for a divorce from her husband, Dr. Dre. And after nearly 2.5 decades, it seems someone has decided it's time to forget about Dre. Shout out to the Vulture for that one. I love when shade comes together.
You love to hear it.
But yeah, Nicole filed for a divorce on Monday in Los Angeles County Superior Court from her husband, Dr. Dre, the stage name of Andre Romel Young. After 24 years of marriage in citing irreconcilable differences. Previously married to former L.A. Laker Sadell Triett. Young married the rapper and producer in May of 1996. The pair went on to have two children, son Truist.
NBA Sound System Live. Here's what we heard from host Harlan.
And Truly. They joined Dr. Dre's four children from previous relationships and his late son, Andre Young Jr., who died in 2008, sorry about that, at the age of 20. From what we can tell, they reportedly do not have a prenup. So, oof. Half.
Run the check.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just thinking of that skit in the...
In the backcourt is also the Knicks.
For the full show and a complete... The fuck?
Mercury is in the haterade.
Yes, in the haterade. Definitely the haterade, because they're trying to get us to hear an ad about the fucking Knicks. But yes, Dr. Dre and Nicole Young getting a divorce, no prenup. That is probably going to be very ugly, because we know how these things go when no prenup is involved. Here, we know how these things go when a prenup is involved. So maybe we'll get the details on, you know, what exactly caused the split. If we do, you know, it will definitely be discussed, because, you know, the internet is the internet. But also at the same time, it's really not our goddamn business, but you know, can we say that Dr. Dre has tried to what's the word I'm looking for? Rehabilitate his image from being an abuser?
I mean, I think he kind of has to, right? And I think that his pathway to atonement is not going to be a straight line.
Because I remember the controversy when Straight Outta Compton came out, where it was like they didn't want to address the abuse.
Well, and I don't think they were going to, because, you know, it was them making the film about them. They weren't going to make it all things to all people. I think if it was like just some person doing that, then, you know, they got to face the music on it. But, yeah, his like, there are people who I know who still don't fuck with Dre, like, on that level, because he did the shit at all. And then there are people who are like, oh, you know, I took a break from him, and, you know, I wasn't playing his stuff, wasn't spinning his records or anything like that. But, like, once it seemed clear that he kind of got out of his own way, then I was able to ride with him again. But it took a little while to get back to this point.
Yeah, and he apologized to D in 2017, but I don't think that really went over well with a lot of people.
I think that was one of those "how does your apology sound" kind of situations.
Yeah,
right. Like, are you doing this for your own sake? Are you doing this for her sake? Like, yes, the mere releasing, the recreation of this movie is going to reopen that wound. But how do you, if you choose not to put that in the movie, which is your right to do, how do you navigate the fact that it still needs to be accounted for? And so,
what year did that movie come out? Because that might have been the same year.
I think it was.
Yeah. I'm looking at
it was 2015. So.
Yeah. And then he apologized 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
After the backlash and controversy, which, yeah, I can't remember if we covered it. We might have did, but it does go back, you know, to what you were saying. Like, are you doing this because you're really sorry, or are you just doing this because you're getting the backlash and you have to say something? I can't remember if we covered it. We might have, but I can't remember. Because y'all know my mind, Barrett.
That's all good. We've done a lot of episodes. This is episode number 250, in fact. We've done a lot of shows. We've done more shows than the Confederate States of America lasted. So
good.
Well,
give us our statues, damn it. No. But
that's all right.
But yeah, that's where you kind of have to sort of park it with that, right? Like, there's no defending them, right? There's no, he didn't do that shit anyway. Bitches be lying. There's none of that, right? Like, there's no space for that in the conversation about his rehabilitation arc. And one of the things I'm glad at is that more people are willing to speak out against those sort of things, right? Where it's like, you're not saying you support him. You're not saying, oh, well, I don't think the right way to handle abusers is to shun them of their communities, but it is to actually keep an eye on them, because if we all turn our eyes away, if we all avert our eyes, they'll just leave this community and do their damage somewhere else. But it is not that level of care and concern. It is more like a just trying to silence the victims thing, where they're like, no, these chicks be lying out here. You know, he ain't really do it like that. Or, why she took so long to say something? You know, all those stupid ass things that people say. So, good on him for, like, trying to not stand in the fire and deal with it, and instead to sort of make a statement and then come back and make another statement. Having said all that, though, I don't know why we went so far into this when we talk about his divorce. Girl, cash out! Cash the fuck out. This is one of those long play divorces, kind of like Michael and Juanita Jordan, where he was cheating on her for all them years, and she was like, I know what you've been doing all this time. Give me that cash. Give me that money.
Run them pockets.
Yeah, so.
Run them pockets like you ran your mouth.
So, yeah, so this could very well be one of those, like, mirror situations where she just was in it long enough and raised the kids and was like, I had enough. No longer benefits me. I'm reclaiming my time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think that, and again, we don't know they life like that. We don't know their business. But I imagine it's very hard to be in a relationship for that long, a marriage for that long, with someone like Dre, who we all know his past. We all know how he abused D. We know that he at least tried to clean up his image. Not saying, you know, that erases what he did, because it doesn't. And it's up to you whether you believe him or not. But I can only imagine that it's not, first of all, it's not easy for women to be married to straight men in the first place. But someone with the history that he has, the levels of misogyny that he has or had, and not really knowing if he's grown out of that, if he's even grown at all, I imagine that has been very stressful behind doors. And especially with the man that you've married, knowing that his basically rap sheet is nothing but a click away on Google. I can imagine that's very stressful. So we'll see. We'll see. And the last thing we want to talk about before we go to break, speaking of a rap sheet, so recently it was brought to the attention of social media, Twitter specifically, that Robert Little, the head CEO, whatever nigga in charge at Black Sports Online.
Basically the nigga with the biggest lunchbox.
Thank you, Will.
Even though he
ain't
had nothing in it but an old
prune. Thank you again, Will. He was exposed and outed by some very brave women who came forward that he was very inappropriate with them and other women employees, and has been for a very long time. This is not the first time that I can recall women coming forward about Mr. Robert Little. This is just a reminder to believe women the first time and to see the signs of niggas whose misogyny just jumps out of your goddamn Android iPhone screen and move accordingly the first time so you won't be looking stupid. Because this is the same Mr. Robert Little who me and Bianca, fuck it, I just say it and Bianca feel free to jump in. We have not fucked with that nigga forever.
You've been savaging him for years.
For years.
But I'm goofy ass headlines for the complete dismissal of the red squiggly underline of the misspelled words.
He's blatant misogyny.
Blatant misogyny. The situation with the victim of Derrick Rose.
Yes, where he put in one of his articles her personal information out there with the intent for someone to give her a listen because he was so sure that she lied on Mr. Rose in that trial. When Mr. Rose said in a trial for gang rape that he does not know what consent is. And a very clearly biased judge and jury, because I don't know any judge that takes pictures with someone that's on trial and that they're judging and they them not be bias, but you know,
I thought the judge should have been disbarred for that.
That he should have, friend. He should have. And by the way,
and as we know, I mean, it couldn't have been too surprising that he did that because you know, alleged predators got to stick together. So,
yes, absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say, Will. But my thing is, like, many people, some of whom I even love and respect, that happened. It wasn't, you know, like some secret. Again, it was very public knowledge. I myself, if you search my name and BSO, you can see tweets of me from consistent tweets of me from at least 2015, periodically reminding the timeline that he literally broke the law by putting that names, that woman's name and information out there with the intent of somebody to harm her. How he's not in jail, I do not know. Well, I know why, because our justice system is shitty. But I've been reminding you niggas about that. And it's just kind of crazy how you will see motherfuckers be like, we listen to women, we believe women, we protect women, blah, blah, blah. Yet y'all engaging in sharing Black Sports Online's articles when he literally tried to put a woman in harm. A potential victim in harm.
And she should have sued his ass, but she wouldn't have gotten anything out of it but that prune out of his lunchbox.
And the malware from his website.
Yeah, all them fucking, hey, click to flip and see more when all he did was introduce the damn story. And it was just, oh, look, these are Instagram screenshots. You're not even actually writing anything.
We couldn't get you any money, but here's some spyware instead.
How is it that all of his writers write better than him?
Wow. You know, because what? He's Deshaun King of what he does. He finds people and he preys on their ambition.
Absolutely. He is
low carb Jason Whitlock.
He's Jason Whitlock if Jason Whitlock lived off of gas station burritos and a meth habit.
Will, you never cease to amaze me. But yeah, just a reminder, fuck Black Sports Online and anybody that love them. Again, believe women the first time.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. Like, the women who wrote for him, like, support them. But, yeah, Robert Littow himself with his fucking weird-ass last name. Yeah, like, he can go, and that other editor who was in that group text that Tamantha Gunn shared, shout out to her. That other editor can also go, because he was protecting Robert Whitlock from some old bullshit, when he could have just been like, yo, I'm going to leave this alone, because what he's saying is kind of shitty.
He could have done something, and he chose not to, so.
Yeah. Cowardice.
Cowardice is a choice.
Cowardice is a choice. Cowardice protects abusers.
Yeah.
So, with that, we're going to take a break, and when we
come back, we'll wrap up the show with HBCU Fashions.
Hey, this is Bree of Mama Meets World. Every 2 weeks, my show is live. It's a safe and special place for Black mothers and the people who love us. So for more about the Black motherhood experience, make sure you subscribe to my show. I'm sure you'll love it.
Thank you for supporting the Flawless Noises Media Network. You can visit flawlessnoises.com for more information on our other wonderful shows. You can also connect with us on social media. Search for @FlawlessNoises on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Go to flawlessnoises.com/store if you're interested in purchasing some merchandise. And if you really love us and would like some bonus content, subscribe to our Patreon. With $5 and $10 subscription levels, you're bound to hear something you like. Go to patreon.com/flawlessnoises for more details. We thank you for taking the time to listen to our shows and supporting your favorite hosts. Please feel free to share with your friends, family, coworkers, and more. Flawless Noises Media Network, get to know our sound. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And we're back, and we're going to wrap up the show with some HBCU fashions. Gotta say, not as juicy as usual, but we know that y'all going, we can find some diamonds in the rough, is what we're saying.
They're not even in summer school right now. That's got to be what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Maybe if people have finally gotten themselves together, then never mind.
Well, I was about to say, let's not give them too much.
I couldn't finish that lot.
Yeah. All right, so first one. I take pride in being a good boyfriend, but I kind of fucked up. I've been fucking with my girl's sister, and she's pregnant now, and says she wants to keep it since she doesn't believe in abortion. I don't know how or if I should tell my girl since she's also pregnant with all twins. Help, anonymous.
You take pride in being a good boyfriend, huh?
The, you're right.
Lying, cheating motherfucker.
I would say you're a good sperm donor. That's what I will say.
That's all you are.
You're a good fertilizer. That's what you are.
Yeah, you are active. Like,
yeah.
Your swimmer's got paddles, my nigga. Like,
right. Yo, so, fuck soldiers. You got the whole army. Talk a blended family indeed. Alicia Keys will be proud.
You're going to have sister cousins now.
Yeah.
House of Sister Cousins. I hope you're proud of yourself, motherfucker.
House of Sister Cousins, written by Tyler Perry.
And I mean, like, yeah, he's got to tell somebody, right?
He's fucked.
Jeez. Like, there's no ducking out of this, right?
None. They're going to find him face down in the swamp somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, of all the people, fuck, so stupid. My goodness,
your girlfriend's sister, and got her pregnant while your girl is pregnant with y'all twins. Boy,
wasn't even fucking a smart sister because she got knocked up. Oh my god.
Well, stupid is a stupid dog because he did her stupid ass, so, you know.
You need to go get fitted for your clown wig, sir.
Discernment, and just poor decision-making all around.
But you're gonna need to work overtime at the circus to pay for this one.
Boy, your child support is going to be through the roof.
This better be a, what school was this again?
This was anonymous, so it probably was FAMU.
Yeah. You better adopt the Shorty Low method and just be like, oh, another kid? Shit, wonder what this is going to be. That's all right. I can pay for it. I can handle it.
Shorty Low had money.
You better get a great job.
You got to get a great job. You got to have some racks, my nigga. Racks on racks on racks. Racks.
Going to get you 2 jobs and 4 boxes of masks.
Because you're going to be statting the Similac. That's what you're going to be. Next one. My childhood bestie and I recently reconnected. He told me he liked me and I liked him back, but his actions told me something else. He asked me to hang out many times and never followed through, so I cut him off. Why do my feelings still feel strong towards him? XULA.
Uh-oh, we got a Xavierite on our hands. Read this over, though.
Did you say Xavierite?
Yeah, that's the demonym for Xavier students, Xavierites. But yeah, read this one over. Nope. I think I know what happened, but I need it again.
No problem. My childhood bestie and I recently reconnected. He told me he liked me, and I liked him back, but his actions told me something else. He asked me to hang out many times and never followed through, so I cut him off. Why do my feelings still feel strong towards him?
You know where you said his actions don't do the same, so you cut him off? In the tweet there.
Yeah.
When a person's words and actions don't match, believe them. They don't know themselves, and you need to let that go.
When someone shows you the inconsistency, believe them.
Believe them.
Still, you rise to get the fuck up out the situation.
You got real Cat Williams-ish.
That right?
I mean, I will say get some new dick, but, you know, shit going on, so.
Yeah, you're just stuck right now.
Read a book, I guess. Have people tried reading books?
I'm about to say something really crass. I should not say that. Yeah, the library is open. Read a book.
Well, I mean, get you a Kindle, since everybody wants to spend their money on useless shit. Spend some money on a Kindle. Download some books. Read a book.
Yeah, read a book.
Expand your mind.
Yeah, expand your mind and not your walls. Next one.
Don't let him expand your
walls. You're done. Next, speaking of expanding walls, next one. She's a manager at McDonald's, and I found out she's cheating on me with a 30-year-old white dude. I just think it's funny if a 30-year-old minimum wage hold on, let me read this over because I read that way too fast. She's a manager at McDonald's, and I found out she's cheating on me with a 30-year-old white dude. I just think it's funny if a white 30-year-old minimum wage guy is your side dick. Anonymous.
I think you need to have a conversation with yourself about why you're in the situation.
Yeah, I was about to say, you trying to shade him, and
you're dragging yourself. You're dragging the fuck out yourself. Yeah, oh my God.
This is a self-drag. Like, I mean, you can say what you want, but your girl cheating on you with a white man, that in itself.
With a white
man. On this land. That in itself.
Trump in the White House.
Right? Your girl cheating on you with MAGA cock. Like, you got to look within, sir. Like, this shade is not going the way you think it is.
You are eviscerating yourself.
Yeah.
This is like, and you think you put a laxative in somebody else's drink, but you really put it in your own damn drink.
Right. This one you think the Popeye's tenders finna be fresh and they cold and stale.
This whole moment is you eating a Popeye's biscuit with no drink.
Yeah, this is Maurice Space missing that damn dunk.
Hey, bro. Ain't nobody gonna get him for you, bro. We're not doing it for your bro this time, bro.
Hey, bro, your girl cheating on you with a white bro. She is doing your bro.
Girl cheating on you with a substitute history teacher. and you saw fit to tell us about it.
Thinking you was gonna be funny, thinking you was gonna get some congratulations. Okay.
I'm read a book, my nigga. That's really all I got for you. Just like the young lady in the last one. She needs to read a book because y'all need to take a break. Read some books. Maybe you two could link up with each other.
Next one. White girl who stole my boyfriend said he upgraded just like Frederick Douglass upgraded to his white second wife. I thought she was making it up. I Googled and that nigga really did marry a white woman. Clowning in the Jim Crow era. Fam you.
Of course.
Of course.
Off fucking course.
You knew.
Oh, you knew. What is with y'all significant others and ex-significant others fucking white people on you? What is in the soup today? What is happening?
In this society.
On this land.
In this economy.
On this day at this hour.
Right in front of my salad.
Right in front of my salad.
Can't even eat this no more.
All right, next one. I asked this guy if he can give me my key back to my apartment and my things. He proceeded to tell me that he let the next female use my butt plug. I told him that they are both nasty as fuck. He replies with, well, I didn't think you wanted it back. I let her use it. A-A-M-U.
What?
Oh, yeah. You about to have, like, this is about to be his worst relationship. Because you're supposed to have a Viking funeral for the motherfucking, for the sex toys after relationship. You're supposed to, yeah, send them down the river.
He might need to be the Viking.
Yeah, there is no good ending for this relationship, sir. You carried a sex toy as intimate as that into your new relationship? Into
your butt new plug at that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that one. Like it's not like the fuzzy handcuffs or like the sex dice or some shit like that where it's like, ooh, let me soak these in some boiling water for like 10 minutes and I could pull them out, I could sage the house, and then I'm good. Like a butt plug, you can't do nothing to a butt plug to get that shit off of, literally, off of the old relationship and to the new one. I can't even
You couldn't avoid that one.
Literally.
Oh my God, the shade I just had, but this ain't the show for that.
Ooh. I can't believe this man is a threat to society. How do you take somebody else's sex toy and then give it and then let another person use it?
How do you, as the other person, use it though? Like she a threat to goddamn society too.
She needed to call Kamala on your ass too.
Okay. Like something. Y'all need to be quarantined
away from each other. This man needs to be turned over to the Justice Department.
Okay, turn this over to the Justice League. Where's Batman when you need him?
Preparing.
Right.
Jesus.
Nigga need prep time. He think he Greg Popovich.
Batman is Greg Popovich.
He think he Greg Popovich.
All right, Will, I hate you. Jesus. Okay, this next one. Now y'all got to promise me you'll wait till I finish reading it to react.
I don't like the fact that you're laughing through that sentence, so I'm gonna mute myself now.
You know what? I'm gonna do the same damn thing. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, here I go. I'm finna read it. Remember, y'all gotta wait till I finish to react. Me and my nigga was fucking on this freshman, and out of nowhere, my homeboy nutted on my face. We fought. Damn it, let me read it again and finish it. Me and my nigga was fucking on this freshman, and out of nowhere, my homeboy nutted on my face. We fought, and we don't talk no more. Anonymous.
Nigga, what?
And that's been the Crown of College show brought to you by the Flawless Noises Media.
It's been real, y'all.
I am Bianca. I go by Tal Bianca X on Twitter. That's Jeremy. He goes by Blake_Dante on Twitter. And that's Will. He goes by Side-Eye Special on Twitter. Please, if you love the show, if you like the show, if you thought we had some cool things cracking on the show, holla at us. Hit us on Twitter at Crown and Collards, or use our individual ads. That's fine, too. And we look forward to hearing from y'all. So thank you for listening. Y'all got any final thoughts?
The Rona is still out and about, so do wear a mask and practice social distancing despite what people may show or tell you.
That and Stream Cutty Grandson.
All right. All right. All right. Baby.